prayers and gifts.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good buddy. This is Pastor Bob Arthurs from the Refresh Radio Program, pastor of Merritt Assembly of God. Today's October the 4th, and thought I'd throw a little old CB radio lingo in there for you, today is October the 4th. So thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE Radio, today's Modern Worship, right here in Cocoa, Florida. If you're listening at 10:30 of the morning, don't worry, you are not on WMIE. You are listening to WWBC 1510 AM. It is broadcast on both stations. The first broadcast, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening. Both of those are 91.5. It's also available 10:30 of a morning on 1510 AM. If you happen to miss your time frame on any of those options, you can always log on to WMIEFM.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page to the Listen on Demand feature. Type in the date, and you will find the list there. I have been told that the radio station is working on upgrades that should be taking effect here very, very soon if they haven't done so already. I don't have that feature on my radio, so I can't tell you if it does. But that if you are tuned into the radio station to 91.5 FM, it will actually put up there what program, what church is being represented, and so we look forward to that being on your radio. Also, I want to let you know, coming up a little bit later in the month is going to be the fall offering here at the radio station. That'll be the 15th of October through the 19th is what I've been told. And if you would like to partner with the radio station in making sure that all of their needs are met, you know, it helps fund the upgrades and things like that that they have been doing here, purchasing new equipment, that option is coming up, and we do thank you for that. If it wasn't for the radio station, there would not be a Refresh radio program, and you would be listening to dead air at this particular time. And October the 28th marks the five-year anniversary of Merritt Assembly of God being on the radio here with the Refresh radio program. And so we don't really know exactly what we're going to do with that just yet, but if you have something that that you'd like to share with us, I want to write down an email or give you an email address to write down, and that is Merritt Assembly, MERRITTASSEMBLY at hotmail.com. Write that address down, Merritt Assembly, all one word, no space in between, at hotmail.com, MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. That's the email address. You can also reach us through our website, which is MerrittAssembly.com. And if the radio station has been a blessing to you in any sort of way, and you'd like to share or to inform us of that, how it's been a blessing in your life, just drop us a little note, and maybe we'll share some of those in the coming weeks as those testimonies come in. But I do want to thank everyone who's listened. I've got to meet a lot of people because of the radio program. The first one that really stands out as being an eye-opener to me was when my daughter and I were having a conversation while my wife was shopping in Walmart, and we were talking about this horrible rainstorm that we had just come through. We were driving back from Apopka, and it was literally the hardest downpour I had ever driven in my life. I was driving a road that I didn't know all of the ins and outs of, and so we were having a conversation because the two of us were in separate vehicles, and watching a lady in Walmart's personal hygiene area. She had a big bag of dog food that she was carrying around, and she kept looking and kept looking, and that struck me as a little odd. So and then finally she came over and she asked if I was Pastor Bob from the radio program. And that was the first time that I really knew that there were people who were listening out there. And so I've got to meet people waiting in grocery lines. I've met people who were listening at the voting booths. I have met people who were listening at doctor's offices. My wife's met people who are listening at doctor's offices. I've met people in restaurants that recognize my voice. And I just want to say thank you all for listening. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a real blessing sharing this time with you, and we look forward to all that God has in the months and years to come as well. So we're talking about the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so we want the kingdom of God to come into our life. And what we have been talking about over the past several broadcasts is that the kingdom of God is a covenant kingdom, and that it's not like the Old Testament kingdom. Ours is a better covenant. So I want to take you back to Hebrews chapter 8 today. Hebrews chapter 8. And we'll look at verse number 7. Yesterday we ended with verse 6. I think I'll go ahead and read verse 6 just because it's such a wonderful verse. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. Now I will tell you, the fault wasn't with God. The fault was with man. We just couldn't live up to that. Because finding fault with them, he says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant." There's the problem. Human beings did not continue in the covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, "Know the Lord," for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. In that he says a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. So the original covenant, which the children of Israel did not keep, it was a covenant that said, "I will take you by the hand and I will lead you," and they just wouldn't follow. I mean, over and over and over again in their wilderness wanderings, in spite of the miracles that they had seen coming out of Egypt, in spite of the crossing of the Red Sea, in spite of the manna that greeted them every morning, the military victories, every time they got into a bind, they started complaining about God. They refused to follow him. They rebelled against God's leadership. They rebelled against God's leaders. It was not just the people. Miriam and Aaron also rebelled against Moses. They just did not like to follow where God was leading. Now, one of my favorite verses says that God always leads his people in triumphal procession. So if you're tired of victory, then quit following God's leadership. But if you're tired of losing, then I encourage you to let God lead. Because Old Covenant, New Covenant, it's still about God leading. It's just leading in a different manner. This is what God says. You know, everything was transcribed. They were the commandments were written on tablets of stone under the Old Covenant. But the New Covenant is not supposed to be a list of do's and don'ts. Instead, this is the covenant that God says that he wants to establish. And remember, it is a more excellent ministry with a better covenant established on better promises. And this is what God says. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This new covenant is a covenant of being. Okay? I've got that written down. I don't want you to miss that. It is a covenant of being. We are being transformed. Our life looks different. We are a new creation. It's a covenant of transformation that God works in us to make us everything he wants us to be. And this covenant takes place because God doesn't write things on tablets of stone, but instead it says, with this covenant, I will put my laws in their mind. Okay? Let me take you to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And it says this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If we want to be changed, we've got to have our minds renewed. We have to think. Christians should think differently than non-Christians do. Christians should behave differently than non-Christians do. Christians' worldview should be different than the worldview that others have. Okay? I'm not looking to this world to bring about the transformations that God wants to bring. And he says, I'm going to put my laws in their mind. So, back in 2004, when the hurricanes crisscrossed the state, it was a very interesting year. I mean, just about the time you were recovering from one storm, another storm came through. And I was having a conversation with a person in the months following those hurricanes, and we were talking about thinking, and he said, well, I don't know how other people think. I only know how to think the way that I process thought. And I will tell you this, there has to be a change of mindset if we are ever going to see a manifest change in our being. And the best mindset is to purge everything out of our mind that contradicts the Word of God. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. If that's what it takes to delineate between truth and error, you need to realize that there is such a thing as absolute truth, and that truth resides in God. Now, I have come to realize this. People do not like change. They like upgrades, you know, and upgrades are in a form of change, but they like that to even be incremental. You know, I know how to use very little capabilities on my phone. I know how to do what I need to do, and if I don't know how to do it, then I'm calling for one of my kids. How do I do this? You know, but I realized a long time ago why younger people are more accustomed to change than older people are. And that's because everything in their life is constantly changing. Kids grow. I worked in a church in Chicago. It had an interesting heating and cooling system. It operated in the floor. We had a basement. Then they had the sanctuary level. And then there was a second floor to the sanctuary as well that covered part of it. They had a balcony, and then there was a little apartment, and that's what I lived in. And the daycare, the church operated a daycare downstairs in the basement. And one of the things that I was tasked with was going to this one particular area in the basement and standing up on a windowsill. It had windows down there. And then I would, my torso would be up above the ceiling of the basement. And up above that, there was a cake pan that was being used to collect condensation. And I don't know really what the problem there was. I wasn't charged with remedying the situation. I was just tagged with the responsibility of emptying this drip pan. So one day while daycare was in session, I was up there, and all you could see was my knees and my shoes. That was it. And the daycare started making a field trip to the cafeteria or, you know, the lunchroom, wherever they were going. And as they went by, and remember, all you can see are from my knees down. And the kids, when they walked by, they said, "Hello, Pastor Bob." And it's like, well, how did they know me? And God said, well, they are used to their eye level being about your knees. They recognize your shoes. They recognize your pants. And their perspective is constantly going to be changing the aspects that they're focused on. You see, every year your kid gets a new teacher. They have classmates that move away and come again. Everything is changing. Their body is changing. Their hairstyles change. Their clothing styles change. They're used to things changing, so change is not a threat to them. But for many of us, my wife and I have lived in the same house for almost 20 years. We have we don't rearrange the furniture very often. But I will tell you this, when we first moved into the house, in the kitchen, which is still the same layout that it was, 19 years ago, when we first moved in, she put the cups in one place, the silverware in a place, and the dishes in another place. And after a few months, she decided that she didn't like the current layout, and so she decided to move things around. Do you know that after 19 years, if I'm not careful, I will default back to going to the same cupboard that they were in for only a few months? Because that's where I got used to it. And it's still, it takes a focused effect to get my mind to realize, no, things have changed. They're not in the same place they were before. God wants to bring change into our mental faculties to realize that we are not in the same bondage that we were before. We're not prone to the same temptations that we were before. God has come in and brought us life and forgiveness of sins and made us a new creation of being. It is, now listen, you can only be transformed in your life when you're transformed in the way that you think. There was a, I'll remain generic in my references here. There was a time in my life where my skill set had improved beyond someone else's skill set in a competitive manner. Yet, that person continued to beat me. And it was because of what was going on in my thought life. It wasn't until there was a change in the way that I thought that the power of that was broken and victory eventually became mine. And even to this day, you and I, we've got to allow God to have the permission to write on our mental hard drive the changes that he wants to make. He wants to put his laws and his desires on our in our heart. He said in our mind, and he wants to write them on our hearts. Many times it has to do not with because we don't know what God wants us to do. Listen, we dispense scriptural and spiritual truth in I don't know what the uttermost level of bites would be, but we give out volumes and volumes of information. It is not the information that I don't have. It's what am I going to do with the information that I do have. And many times, people simply decide, I don't want to do that. It's not that they're not informed. It's not that their thoughts have not been transformed by God. But there also has to be an inscription on our heart where we say, I'm not going to do this because I have to do this. I'm going to do this because I want to do this. We have a kids evangelist that comes through, and one of the puppets in their program says, well, why are you doing that? Because I want to. And, well, why do you want to? Because my want to wants to. And so when this evangelist had a birthday recently, I wrote on his Facebook page, my want to wants to wish you a happy birthday. And he said, I see what you did there. You see, a lot of times if people think that they have to do it, they want to rebel against it. Not that the commandment is wrong, the heart is wrong. And God says, I want to do a renovation in your heart where you want to serve me. I read this in an article recently, and or maybe I heard it in a sermon, and I shared it with our congregation. And there are a lot of reasons why people aren't in church. You know, sometimes they're out of town. Sometimes they're sick. Some people have to work. They get called in, and there's nothing that they can do to get out of that. And all of those are understandable. But the reality is that most people are not in church because they don't want to be. There's something inside that says, you know what? My want to wants to do something more or something different than be in church. Why don't we read our Bible? Because our want to prioritizes something else over reading our Bible. Why don't we pray? Because our want to, our heart, wants to do something different than spend time with God. And God says this new covenant, now listen, this is God talking about the covenant. God says, I'm going to come and bring a change to their heart, where their heart wants to follow me instead of feeling as if they have to follow me. Look, I'm not married to my wife because I have to be. I'm married to my wife because I want to be. I certainly don't want to ever reduce the privilege that God has given us of walking in covenant with Him down to a have to. There are too many people who are looking at their relationship with God about what they are escaping from instead of discovering the adventure and the magnificent of the things that God, the mystery that God has for us that's awaiting to be discovered. He says, this new covenant, I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's the new covenant. He changes our thoughts. He changes our hearts. And then it becomes a covenant of being where He says, I will be your God, and you will be my people. You know what God told Moses when Moses said, who should I say is the one that sent me to deliver your people out of Egypt? Tell them, I am that I am has sent me. He is your God. Let's allow God to change our hearts and our minds, where we are not only fixated on the ministry that He's given to us. It's not a being versus a doing. It is a both and. But instead of doing to earn our being, it's because of our being that births our doing. That's all. That's a whole lot of things going on there. Let me put it to you this way. I don't work to earn my salvation. I work because of my salvation. I don't work to earn my relationship with God. It is because of my relationship with God that He changes who I am so that I can serve Him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. You know, I think here for a Thursday, a lot of times we focus on the doing part. But as you're making your prayer time today, and why don't you ask God, say, God, what is it that you would like me to be? I preached a message here a couple of weeks ago on our identity, our spiritual identity. Who am I? If you don't know who you are, you will live beneath the privilege that God wants to bestow upon you. It is a covenant of being, and I pray today that you will be all that God intends you to be. Take just a quick moment to announce that on October the 14th, Sunday morning, Sunday night, 10:30 a.m., 6:30 p.m., Revival with Steve Hogue. We would love to have you come and visit. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I'm gonna believe that we will see the kingdom come to earth. I'm gonna believe
the signs and wonders follow hearts that burn. I'm gonna believe that sickness is